Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
For 120 years, one of Ireland's most unique weekly publications, Ireland's Own, has been published, and its Christmas annual is one of the biggest selling issues of the year. It prides itself on regular items of historical interest, short stories, crosswords, even a Lonely Hearts section. And Brian O'Connell joins me now. Brian, you were in the offices of Ireland's Own yesterday for us for a little sneak peek behind the magic door, because it's a unique publication.
It's so unique. First published in 1902, and it has run pretty much uninterrupted every week. It publishes some specials then a couple of times a year, including the Christmas special. It has a short story competition. It was set up really as a sort of a counterpoint to outside influences in terms of Irish culture. So it was very much tied up with the emerging Irish identity at the start of the 20th century, the foundations of the state. And it's held on to a particular nostalgic Irishness, I suppose you'd call it. Mm-hmm.
And it's very much about looking back instead of current affairs.
Yeah, they really don't stray into contemporary events or politics or issues. And I think it's fair to say their readership would be older. They've really held their own. It's all run from an office in Wexford where a very small staff, along with scores of regular contributors, readers, help get the magazine out every week. So we'll get to some of their content, including what's now called the Pen Friends section, or what we might call, as you said, the Lonely Hearts section, because they still get bags of letters written into them every month. So this is really tender from a different era. But let's begin with Shay Tompkins, who's editor of the monthly publications of Ireland's Own. I also met the editor, Sean Nolan. I met Toddy Walsh, who's production editor. And I met Bradley the dog, who's named after the actor Bradley Cooper, the resident dog in the office, I was told. So they showed me around the Ireland's Own office and some of their back issues, including the very first one.
What we're looking at here is a snapshot of Ireland's Own covers from the past, 120 years, all the way back to the very first one, which we have here bound, from 1902, November 26th.
Did you edit that one, Sean?
No, not quite.
No, we weren't around for that one. Put together by a man called John Mellifont Walsh, whose father owned Wexford People newspapers.
And what was the idea behind it?
I suppose in the late 1800s, the GAA had just been founded and the Gaelic League had just been founded, and there was a surge of nationalism.
And it's evolved somewhat since then, but it's stayed true to its origins.
It has. The ethos has always been the same. You don't have to be a professional writer to write for Ireland's Own, but if you have a good yarn and you have a good way of telling the yarn and putting the words together, Ireland's Own is the home for it.
And we're looking here at some of the front covers. Gay Byrne on my left, Jack Charlton, Marion Keyes, Sonia O'Sullivan. It's a whole sweep of Irish history, sporting, cultural, historical figures.
We love getting short stories, and it's one of the only publications in the country where, you know, you don't have to be a professional writer. If you sit down and you like to write a short story, you send it in for consideration. And
who have you given the big breaks to?
Well, actually, there have been some big names I've written for Ireland's Own down the years. John B. Keane actually
never heard of him.
he had his first poem published at the age of 13. Maeve Binchy used to write short stories for Ireland's Own. Cathy Kelly has written for us, Deirdre Purcell. People always say there are two things that they buy at Christmas: the Ireland's Own and the RTÉ Guide.
And how have you managed to survive given the move to digital?
The Ireland's Own website was set up in 2014. And I suppose we were thinking about the diaspora and people. The majority of people still like to have a print product in their hands, but there are people who are reading their newspapers and magazines on phones.
So they are developing their digital product then. What's going up on that, on there?
Yeah, it's funny. I was looking at all the front cover. I couldn't see Claire Byrne on the front cover. What's going on?
I don't know, but we'll have to fix that.
You're going to have to get
on to them. You'll have to have a word.
No, you will. You'll get on to your people.
don't have people. You are my people.
Oh, God. Well, don't hold out your hopes for that. Listen, some of the items haven't changed in decades, so some of the writers have been contributing for about a half a century now. Toddy is the production editor. He's about to retire. He's there near 50 years, and their archive really is an important social history, I think, of Ireland. I've looked through parts of their archive before, and you'd have ads, for example, for domestic servants. You'll have ads from people who've emigrated and they're trying to track down family back in Ireland many years later. So this is obviously the pre-Facebook days. They have a regular children's pullout. They've crosswords. So we chatted a little bit about the content, including, of course, I know you want this, the Lonely Hearts column. That's the one I was quite drawn to. There's even been quite a few marriages because of Ireland's Own.
Every week we have a puzzle page, which is so popular, and we still there's bags of competition entries come into us. You can see them there. They're all bagged up. There's also a 12-page pull-out section for children, and the classified section, which is published every month, is still very popular.
So this is the Christmas annual. You're going towards the back of it here. It's the small ads. It's the classified section.
Yeah, you've everything from accommodation, books for sale, and then in the miscellaneous section, here's an interesting one.
Is there anyone out there that has any experience in any form of aliens? I'd like to hear from you. No time wasters, genuine replies only. Well, there's a story.
There is, yeah. Yeah, no, there's all kinds of interests.
And there's also, I mean, what some people would have called the Lonely Heart section.
The pen pal section, that's been on the go for over 60 years. And that was very popular back in the day, you know, when the Irish people moved to England, to London and to Birmingham and these places in the 50s and 60s to look for work, and they were living in digs, and at night time at the weekends to be lonely, they used to put ads into the Ireland Zone, and there
so
have
this
been,
is pre-tender.
Pre-tender, yeah. And there have been a lot of unions, there have been a lot of marriages. A couple of years back, we on the front of our Valentine's issue, we featured two couples. One had Metro Ireland Zone and were married for 38 years, and the other couple were only married 2 years. So people are still finding success in
that. So how does it work then? So I'm looking at the pen print section. How much would it cost for me to put in a letter? You send in a cheque or a postal order made payable to Ireland's own.
That's it.
So you can put in cheque to the value of €6, basically.
Yep.
Cheap enough for the price of love, isn't it?
You send in your little note about all the criteria of what you're looking for.
Okay, so
in a partner or a friend.
All I want for Christmas is a kind, caring, fun-loving gentleman, someone to love and to be loved, with a good sense of humour to spend time with.
Down the years, it hasn't always been people looking for partners that they want to get married, but even just a pen pal, genuine, some company. And that's another thing that Ireland's Own offers. As Maeve Binchy said, she said, it's like Ireland's Own is like a cushion against the tough world out there. And it's you know, so a place that they can go to call home every week.
Maeve Binchy was right. A cushion against a tough world. That's a lovely way to put it. But you'll have to follow up on that person who was looking for someone who'd seen an alien.
I mean, there's got to be something behind that, hasn't there?
It has to be.
They have a really good Thanksgiving section as well. So, for example, people would ask for prayers or to give thanks for something they've been looking to happen. And then circulation wise, they do quite really well, 25,000, 30,000 copies a week. And then that would probably double for their Christmas annual. Patrick's Day is a big one. And then they bring out various special issues. It's a really unique publication. It's owned now by Media House. So the headquarters is actually in Belgium. And obviously they own The Independent, The Herald, Sunday World. So I was wondering what the new owners would have made of Ireland's Own when they first visited the offices down in Wexford and met the three lads inside in a room with stacks of letters and a community of contributors around them.
And Bradley, the dog.
And Bradley, the dog, exactly, yeah. And Toddy, as I said, who's nearing 50 years with the magazine, he was showing me a lot of the popular front covers over the years. And the only time really they alluded to present day events, we had a chat about that. And I also asked Shay, the editor, how they've managed to stay going so long.
I don't think it's anything that we have done. I think it's that the people that we cater for, the older generation that like the magazine, they haven't changed. While they're still around, I suppose Ireland's Own is going to just serve them. My introduction to Ireland's Own was in my grandmother's house and going to visit her, and she got three publications every week. She got the weekly newspaper, local newspaper, she got the Ireland's Own and the St. Martin, little small magazine.
And then the paper now is owned by an international group, essentially, isn't it? What did they make of Ireland's Own when they arrived into the office?
Well, I think they haven't got anything like this in Belgium or in the Netherlands. And so it took them a while to come to terms with what exactly Ireland's Own was. But they know it's very popular and a successful publication. So they kind of just leave us to get on with it, which is great. When I was saying about the magazine not being contemporaneous, we had a look back to 1916 to see how did they cover the 1916 Reisner events that were happening on O'Connell Street. And it just, if you look, it says on the 24th of May 1916, this was the notice that they put on the cover. Owing to recent upheaval in Dublin, we have been unable to distribute Ireland's Own as usual. Now that things are becoming more normal again, we are able to publish a limited number of copies this week. We expect to have everything running as before in a fortnight or so. Your editor. And that was their reference to the Easter Rising. We don't give opinions. We give facts from the past about historical events, and we leave it up to the readers to make up their own minds. There's nobody pontificating, you know, so. And the key is not to change it. And please God, we're lucky enough to be custodians at the moment for the magazine, and hopefully we'll pass it on to the next generation in as good a condition as it was given to us.
I'm sure they will. Brian, thank you very much. That was lovely. Ireland's Own. And it's available in most shops, or you can download the digital edition by going to the Ireland's Own website. The Christmas annual is out now, and you can get in touch with them and buy a subscription and they'll send it to your house, which might be a nice Christmas present idea for somebody. And that's Brian O'Connell. We're talking about Christmas sandwiches. I think this is going to be controversial because I'm already getting suggestions which I think are borderline, like this one. Vegetarians, Christmas sandwich is nut roast, stuffing and cranberry sauce. Nothing controversial about the fact that it's vegetarian. Is that too carbohydrate heavy for a sandwich? Mark Moriarty will run the rule over that in just a moment.
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.